Welcome to Schramberg. On our primeval time trail, you'll learn about local wildlife and nature, why people like to go boating down the stream here, and why, whenever you are in Schramberg, time is a constant companion. You'll stop at a total of 9 listening points on your way through Schramberg, and if you want, you can solve a puzzle at each point. At the end, all you have to do is arrange the letters correctly on the clue card and hand it in at the end to get your prize. Here's how it works. Listen carefully at each listening point and try to remember what I say. At the end, I will tell you where to go next. Or you can just follow the pictures of me in the colours of the path. My hand signals will show you which way to go. At each listening point, you'll find a number on the alarm clock around my neck. Switch me on. Once you are finished, press pause on the player or on your mobile phone and keep an eye out for when you see me next. Okay? Here we go. Right now, you are facing the Rathaus, the town hall of Schramberg. And if you look up, you can see the first clock. It's an astronomical clock. It has been keeping time since the 5th of July, 1913. The sun's face on the outer ring shows you what time it is in Schramberg. At the same time, in the course of a year, the sun travels through the 12 signs of the zodiac. You can also follow the moon and its phases. You may have noticed that the time is not quite accurate. You can find a clue about that on a sign opposite the town hall, between 2 houses. When you've found it, make a mental note of how far the astronomical clock differs from the correct time. Add the single digits together in order to find out the letter in the alphabet that we are looking for. The number 2, for example, would be a B. 3 would be a C. And so on. Have you figured it out? Then follow me up through the pedestrian zone until you reach the Narrenbrunnen, Fool's Fountain. There, we'll meet again. The fountain you're now standing in front of was officially opened in 1997 on the Schützenplatz Square. It was made of sandstone by Wendelin Matt, a sculptor from Trossing. It shows 2 Dabachna sailors in a washtub. Dabachna means something like down the stream in local dialect, and that's exactly what people here do every year. 80 fools in 40 washtubs, on the day before Shrove Tuesday. The event dates back to the year 1936, when several fools met in Café Bruckbeck. If you look up the road, you can still see it, but it's now a pub. While looking out at the Schiltach, the small river that flows past there, they had the idea of avoiding their usual Monday morning of work before Shrove Tuesday and go sailing down the river in tubs instead. Once they'd set their minds to it, off they went. And, just as today, the fools fell overboard. The event is great fun, and the river attracts thousands of onlookers every year. The journey in the tubs, many now made out of rather unusual materials, takes about 12 minutes. And, in true festival tradition, there's an accompanying song, the Schramberger Narrenmarsch. The Schramberg Fool's March. You can listen to it while you look at the two tub sailors. But before that, here's another clue to a letter in your word puzzle. If you look farther up the street, you will see a restaurant with the name Café Haas. It also has another, different name. Find the first or sixth letter in the name. You will find out where the next stage of our journey takes us after you've listened to the Schramberg Fool's March. If you now go from the Fool's Fountain to the former Café Haas, follow Lauterbacher Strasse to the right, and then follow the Schramboli to listening point 3, there you'll hear from me again. You're now standing at the foot of the geological path that leads you to the Schlossberg, where Hohenschramberg Castle is located. It's looked after by the Schramberg Friends of Nature. One of them is Kai Petri. He is going to tell us about the exciting things we can discover.
Was Sie hier sehen könnten, sind Gesteine aus...
Look around you. There are rocks here dating back 280 million years. The first rocks that you can see were formed when two continents drifted towards each other and formed the Variscan Mountain Belt, which is made of granite, as you'll see later. First, you can see the eroded granite, which makes up the Rotliegend, underlying red, rock strata, which were formed when Schramberg, or what was to become Schramberg, was mere desert during a time when the climate was very hot. Later, heavy rains washed the Rotliegend rocks into the valleys, slipping downwards to be preserved here in Schramberg. You'll see this area of slippage as you continue. You'll cross it twice, once in one direction and then again when you head back.
So let's start on our journey through time, via several million years of the world's history. Schramboli will help you find your way along the geological path, high up to the Hohenschramberg Castle. You will hear from me again at panel number 3 on our journey, where you can try and answer a question about the Earth's crust. Before we continue, just a few words about the large building you can see below the slope. That's the Junghans family business, the famous Schramberg watchmaking factory. In the past, most of Schramberg's townsfolk and those from the surrounding area worked here. The watchmakers would sit in the terraced building and, taking advantage of the best daylight conditions, assemble their watch movements. Around 1900, Junghans was the largest watchmaker in the world. And that's why, for a long time, Schramberg was known as the world capital of watchmaking. But let's return now to prehistory and panel number 3.
Wir stehen hier direkt am Riss von der Erdkruste.
Here, you're standing directly over a crack in the Earth's crust. To the left, you can see the granite, and to the right, the so-called Rotliegend. Rotliegend is a rock that was formed by the erosion of the Variscan mountain belt, while Schramberg, or where Schramberg would have been had it existed then, was still in the tropics. The red stone is weathered rock resulting from a very hot and dry climate, and for a long period it was spread over the whole plain, until at some point the ground, the rocks, soil and so on slipped down 500 metres, and the Rotliegend slid down with it, which is why it now lies alongside the granite. If you look closely behind the sign, you'll see the hard granite on the left, and in the middle, the white clay that was formed by friction during the slippage. And to the right, the very, very red earth studded with pale pebbles, which is the Rotliegend.
So that you can see it properly. After all, geology is a science in which you are encouraged to get your hands dirty. Try and expose the crack directly behind the sign. Very often, soil or leaves obscure the pale spot. Using your hands, carefully brush them aside. Found it? Here's the question. What is the name of the hard rock made from carbon? You need the third letter. You'll hear from me again at panel number 7.
The rock formation you can see here was formed at a time when two continental plates, Laurasia and Gondwana, which is now Africa, collided with each other and created a massive mountain range, the Variscan mountain belt. Remains of this mountain range can be found throughout Europe, but also in the USA. These rocks here, this granite, is lava that cooled under high pressure beneath the Earth's surface. As a result, these individual rock elements, feldspar, quartz and mica, are mixed together. If this were not the case, if cracks had arisen, beautiful quartz crystals would have developed. But unfortunately, here where we are, they didn't.
Now it's time for some hands-on activity. Take a handful of the substance under the big stones. What looks like plain soil or earth at first glance is actually a mixture of soil and granite sand. This is because as water and frost penetrates the ground, the small granite stones are broken up and the so-called sand gathers under the cliff. With time, the rain washes the sand down the slope to the river, the Lauterbach. There, the small granite fragments are polished into grains of sand. When you've finished with the granite sand, you'll certainly be able to answer the next question. There is something that tastes really good, but is also capable of crushing granite. We are looking for the second letter in the English word for this cold, tasty treat. Afterwards, we will carry on, and you'll hear from me again at panel number 12. Thank you.
Hier seht ihr den schönen, glatten, großen Felsen.
Here you can see some lovely smooth rocks. The yellow you see is not sulfur, but gold dust lichen. And these rocks, with their smooth skin, are called Elefantenfelsen, elephant rocks. 150 million years ago, these rocks lay deep below the surface of the oceans. At that time, this part of the world, now Schramberg, was also submerged. And as you know, 150 million years ago, there were also enormous dinosaurs. So no doubt prehistoric fish were swimming around here too. Later on, just as in the Swabian Alps, Kuiper and shell-bearing limestone lay in a 500-meter-thick layer over these rocks. This is why the rock, which is really made of sand, was pressed together and is so hard.
The sand that began life as granite rock was changed back into rock again and is now solid enough to support a whole castle. Hohenschramberg Castle. And that's exactly where you're headed now. Just a few metres more. When you arrive at the summit, you'll find an information panel showing the layout of the castle. You'll hear from me again then. Congratulations! You have reached the highest point of our time travel, and we have arrived in the Middle Ages. The knight, Hans von Rechberg, who took part in many battles and raids, began building Hohenschramberg Castle in 1457. He made full use of the rock he found here. Instead of having the stone arduously carried up the mountain, he simply used the material that was right there. They quarried the sandstone here and shaped it on the spot. In this way, over 100 years, bit by bit, the castle was built and extended until it reached today's size of 100 meters long. During the mid-17th century, before the castle was destroyed by the French, the Counts of Bissingen and Nippenburg lived here. They also built the palace that you can perhaps see in the valley, which now houses the town museum. Before you can look at the ruins in peace and enjoy the magnificent view, here's the next question. One of the rocks on the map is named after an animal. Which part of the animal does it refer to? And how many letters does it have? The number of letters for the body part, like leg equals 3, tells you which letter of the alphabet your missing letter is. It's the same number in English and in German. When you've had enough of looking around, head down the Geologische Pfad, geological path, and follow the signs to Talstadt, towards the left, until you reach Kirche Sankt Maria. You'll hear from me again then. That is Kirche Sankt Maria, St. Mary's Church, and its tower is seen as a landmark of the town of Schramberg. You may be wondering why the tower stands alone. It was the tower of a different church that no longer exists. The St. Mary's Church is one of the most interesting late classical churches in southern Germany. Inside, you'll be struck by the sense of light and space. The church organ, built in 1844, is a masterpiece. It was built by Eberhard Friedrich Weilker, a famous 19th century organ builder. Particularly eye-catching is the altar room with the cross, which looks a little out of place for a church. That's due to the artist, Erich Hauser, who designed it. You'll get to find out more about him once you've looked around the church. Now you have to discover the following. Which bishop consecrated the church in 1658? You are looking for the fifth or sixth letter of his first name. When you've discovered that, cross the bridge to the other side of the stream, and there you'll find a large metal sculpture. You'll hear from me again then. This is the sculpture 990 by artist Erich Hauser. He was born in 1930 in Rietheim, about 40 kilometers from here. He came to Schramberg as a young sculptor of 22 years old. His first creative effort is the Josefbrunnen, Joseph's Fountain, that now stands next to the VHS seminar building on the other side of the street. He also made the entrance doors and altar room of the church. Over the years, he received many awards, exhibited at the Documenta in Kassel in 1968 and was appointed professor. His works can be found throughout the world, in Tokyo, Dallas, Sydney and Berlin. You will find a description of the 9.3-meter freestanding stainless steel sculpture on the sign in front of it. If you would like to learn more, you can visit the Stadtmuseum, City Museum, only a few meters further on. It's the building you see behind the sculpture. You can learn a great deal about the castles, earthenware, pottery, straw handicrafts, and, of course, about clocks. There's also a decorative clock that is 5 meters tall. Admission is free. The last letter needed to solve your word puzzle is the second in the sculptor's surname. But you probably already know what the solution is by now. If so, hand in your completed word puzzle at Schramberg Rathaus, Town Hall, or at the Stadtmuseum, Town Museum. Back to the beginning. Walk towards the church, then follow signs for the Rathaus. A side note, the Bachnerreide of the Tub Sailors ends here, at the Blue Bridge, and this is where the boats, whether still whole or broken, are fished out of the river by local firemen. If you want to discover more, why not stop by Car and Watch World in Schramberg? There, you'll see some very unusual motorcycles, custom-made cars, motors that run on wood instead of petrol, and you can see what peculiar kinds of vehicles people went on holiday in. You can find out where the museum is from the map or on the webpage for Schramberg. Whatever you decide to do, have fun. I wish you a great stay in Schramberg. Bye-bye.